Hi, Kate.
Hi, Gail. How you doing?
My body is telling me in no uncertain terms I'm not taking good care of it.
Oh,
That's a nice way of saying I'm very tired.
no. Oh, okay. Are you resting or you just got a lot to do
Oh,
during the day?
the last couple nights, well, Friday night, I normally can just fall asleep and then I might wake up in the night and have a challenge, but I went to bed at 11 last night, which is later than I wanted to, but we got a late start on dinner. 2 o'clock, I was still wide awake.
Oh no.
So I slept. I have medication I can take, and I took some of it. I took the first dose like at 12 and was still wide awake. So I took some more at 2, and then I did finally drift off and woke up about 7. So everything's kind of and just not normal today, but so the dogs are on their walk. They'll be back in a few minutes. But
Okay.
I just I had a really good intense session with my counselor yesterday, and that's what came to me is it's not so much that I'm tired is that my body is just telling me I am not taking care of it the way I need to. So the message beneath the message.
Okay. There's a, I think that I shared with you guys, I may not have. A meditation of clearing the chakras, because that's where we store all that energy. And especially
Oh.
after when you meet with your therapist, either before, after, or, all the time, that medit it's a 30-minute meditation. I don't. Let me see what the name is.
I know, I'm pretty sure that you have done that, and I think Rachel has one too.
Doing her Golden Hand meditation, it's really, really short, but that's a really good one. Let me see here what the name of that meditation is. Okay, so there's a Bless Infused Chakra Energy Centers with Love that's 31 minutes and 1 second. But I also have one where I threw another, I extended the music out another 30 minutes. So, I fall asleep to that, which helps me to sleep. I can send that to you as well. Actually, I'll just do that right this very second. Except I have a dog on my keyboard.
Magic, what's going on?
He's exhausted. He went to the groomers. He's wiped out.
Does he go every week?
Every other week.
Every other week? Like
Because
my
we didn't
guys?
meet last week. So it was but the last time we met,
Okay.
okay, let me stop this because it started running. Okay. Okay. Magic. Okay, so I put it in the messenger. The first one is just the meditation, and now I'll do it, but I'll also put it on your page.
Okay, thank you.
And then the second one is of the 60 minutes of with the 30-minute extra music. Yeah, there we go. And it has 60 minutes on the end of the link.
Okay.
So you know which one they are. Okay, so anyway, that's there. And that's one of what I wanted to focus on today, really, is talking about the energy that we've got buried in our bodies. Do you feel up to doing it today?
I clearly need it.
Okay. All right. And we really want to focus on that in this session is where our energy is and during the day becoming even more and more aware and talking about, I know when we've talked about heaven on earth and living your fulfilled square of life, you light up at that. But getting there and staying there is what we want to do. And what is the, looking at in yesterday's daily GPS that I sent out. Did you get to see that?
I don't think so. It's been intense. I had company all weekend. The workshop went really well. She's delightful. She's a great
Oh,
house
good.
guest, but it was very intense. And then
Okay.
I hate having therapy the day after an intense weekend because I'm just wiped out anyway. So, yeah, I don't think I did. And may I ask you to add my other email address so that it shows up on my tablet?
I did.
It's not
Look
coming.
and okay, check your trash in that and make sure that the email address is in your contacts for that email. Let me, where do I need to look at that? Just one sec. I'll look real quick.
Okay.
And make sure I put it in there right, because I might not have put the right email address in. Anything could happen. You know,
No.
we're going right into Mercury retrograde too. Subscribers. Okay, I have Gail at Fields, Fields dash HOLVA dot
Oh, it's
org.
H, it's HALVA.
Well, there you go.
And
Oh, and it's marked.
it's a hyphen. It's the little short one that's in the middle of the letter, not an
Yeah.
underscore or a long one.
This is weird because it's unsubscribed. Let me see if it says why. That is weird. Okay. Okay. It's FIELDS little dash HALVA
Yes, and I think it's dot org.
dot org. Okay. HALVA. Okay. All right. I'm saving that. That is. I wonder, it could be because, wonder how it got unsubscribed. That's what's even really weird.
Well,
Okay, let me.
there might be somebody at that email address
Maybe. Okay, so I'm gonna resubscribe it. Okay. Wow. Well, they should have just emailed me back and said you have the wrong email address. But okay. Alrighty. Okay, so that looks like that's taken care of.
you. I've been meaning to send it to you so that you can check to see if that's what you had in there. And I've just been over. Oh my, the dogs are back. Hang on a minute.
Okay.
You got to see their fan club. There's some ladies that walk that meet that know them. And they're all excited to see them again. They hadn't seen them for a while.
Oh, how cool is that? Good for them. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm just tired.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so I put those links in the I haven't put them on the page yet, but they're in the messenger so you can
Okay.
go get them. And
All right.
I just sent out the daily GPS for today, which included the information from yesterday, and I forwarded that to the new email address.
Thank you so much.
So you won't have missed yesterday's and today's because
Okay.
it'll be in there. But
Okay.
let me just pull that up. Real quick. The chakra meditation is you're infusing the energy centers with love energy, which will override the pain that you have buried there. We move into that higher vibration of love energy, which from there we can heal the, energies that we've locked into the body without having to go through all the pain of it. You know, we don't have to go back and look at anything, which is why I love it so much. I mean, the more you're in that vibration and infusing the energy centers with love, you're pushing out the old energy. And then if you're triggered by something, it's easier to look at it because it's not as painful anymore. Okay, so what I had asked everybody to do was, the question was, what do you feel is your biggest perceived obstacle between you and living your version of heaven on earth, your happiest life? So if you look at that, you know what the happiness and the joy and all of that feels in your body, that what you would feel is your heaven on earth, because you're not feeling any pain, you're not feeling any anxiety, you're in that beautiful bliss of love energy. What is the emotion? Well, then it goes into, is it something outside of you, an outside influence? And then whatever that is, that's the outside influence, it's making you feel a certain way, and that certain way is an emotion. And we can transform that emotion. So when you think about your heaven on earth and it's outside your grasp, what's between you and it? What do you feel like is between you and it?
Overwhelmed thing right now.
And the overwhelm is, what are the things that you're overwhelmed with?
Responsibilities and clutter.
Okay.
More things than I have the bandwidth to deal with.
Okay. So recognizing that is our first step. So that's great. Okay, I don't have everything I need to deal with this. So if I'm not dealing with this, do I feel guilty? Because I'm not dealing with that. Instead, I'm over here playing.
Good question.
So let's look at. Okay, so let's look at your overwhelm with responsibility and clutter. Okay, so what are some of the things that you're feeling responsible for that you're not able to take off your plate of concern?
Oh, this whole board thing. And my outlook is flavored because I am so tired. One of the things that I'm very grateful for is this, the woman who came is going to be our, it's like a part-time minister. And she's everything I hoped. She was loving, accepting, appreciative of all that we're doing, amazed at how well we're doing. And she's got my back. You know,
Awesome.
I told her I was concerned, but I realized that what Grace has had to deal with is there's nobody except me that's her back. We haven't had we haven't even had anybody to bounce our ideas off. We haven't had, you know, the encouragement. We haven't had the guidance of, you know, what does Unity say we do now? And she says, oh yeah, I'm there for you. So that's huge. Right now, I'm feeling frustrated because I know I need time off. I know I need time off. We've got a board meeting this afternoon, and tomorrow I have to run errands because the dogs need medicine. So it's like, when can I ever claim my own time?
Okay, so if you don't go to the board meeting this afternoon, is the world going to stop?
Well, I'm accepting the presidency, so I think I better be there.
Okay, that means the world stops. Okay, so you got to be there. Okay, how long is the board meeting going to be?
Hour and a half. It's not going to be too bad. And after
Okay.
that, I will probably just collapse.
Okay. Okay. Let's take some deep breaths together and get that oxygen flowing in your system to help you to support you to have better clarity of thought. And for your body to get some of the oxygen that it needs, because when we're tired like this, I don't know about you, but I almost stop breathing when I get really tired. I mean, and I'll catch myself like, I was on a plane and passed out, and I know it's because I stopped breathing. There wasn't enough oxygen anyway. You know, we're on a plane waiting on the runway, and next thing I know, I'm waking up from having passed out. So let's just take those deep breaths. And when you exhale, just drop your jaw. Don't push the air out, just drop it and let it flow out.
My counselor has me practicing sighs, big sigh.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. And
But
when you
y'all
do
keep
that,
at me. I was visiting my perfect place while I was wide awake and I was breathing.
when you do that exhale, are you feeling that tension leaving your face?
Yeah.
And take some more and let it leave your shoulders and your neck. I mean, oh my gosh, when I'm feeling it leave my neck, it's like, how can my neck be tense? But it's like my all in here in my throat, it's tense.
Hi, sweetheart. You want to come say hi? I think you should come say hi. No, she's not having it. How about you, William Bear? You want to come say hi to Magic? And they were right there with me.
So how long, what time it, okay, so it's 11:30 your, almost 11:30 your time now. What time is your board meeting?
One.
Okay. We're going to move through our time together as quickly as we can so you can have some time to just have some downtime and breathe and get some lunch or whatever you need to do before you go to this board meeting.
It's
I
on
think that's
Zoom.
really going to,
I don't have to go
oh, it's
anywhere.
on. Oh, good.
Yeah,
Good.
yeah.
Okay.
That would be much worse if I actually had to drive somewhere. No, it's on Zoom.
Okay. Now, you, it is okay for you to disconnect and say internet problems. It is okay for you to do that if you have to go, if it's becoming just too much. You have to take care of you. They're all going to be okay. Just take care of you. You know, when Rachel and I used to do a radio show together, if somebody would misbehave, she would just turn them off. She would just turn them off. Was, oh, well, that happened. And then she wouldn't bring them back on. But they would be, they, you know how some people are, they just get out of control. And it's our radio show. They can't say those things on our radio show. You know, so she just turned off. Anyway, it's okay to do that. It is okay because you have power. You know, you have power to take care of
Bless
you,
you.
and you have the power. Okay, so when you get a minute, and if you're not being able to sleep, listening to a meditation of clearing your chakras, I mean, how perfect can that be?
Yeah.
And I've started doing that, and I go to, you know, sometimes I go to sleep. I don't even get through the quieting of the mind, and I'm asleep. And that's okay because it still counts because my brain is still taking in the guided part. When
Yeah.
you're listening to those meditations, because it's working towards manifesting something better, we tend to want to push, just flow. Don't push, just take the guidance and just flow with it. And it dissolves the anxiety in the body. And it's just, oh, I love it. I love it. So just flow with it and just let it happen as you listen to it. And like I said, the first one is 30, 31 minutes, I think. So, but if you're trying to sleep, use the one with the 60 minutes, because sometimes if it, it, when it stops, it'll wake you up. But if you go 60 minutes, you're out. Okay. Okay. So you've got the board meeting thing. So after you do this board meeting thing today, do you still have anxiety about what's going to happen after that? Or is it just this whole moving into the presidency kind of thing?
Well, I'm disappointed because I had set an intention to craft first thing in the morning. And because I got up late, that didn't happen. And then when the dogs went on a walk, somebody else from the board called and wanted to talk, and I finally cut them off. But it's like I didn't get any me time. So that's it's just really frustrating. So I will have me time the rest of the day.
Okay. And when your phone rings, You don't have to answer it.
That's true. That's true. And sometimes I don't on her. I just figured with the board meeting coming up, we needed to get some things settled, so.
It took me a long time to not answer the phone
Yeah.
or respond to the email immediately. Or I've got something coming in on my phone, you know, now that I have a cell phone and I'm in contact with the world, you know, I get something on my cell phone and I'm in the middle of my me time and I turn the phone over. And I can't, because I have to take care of me first. And then you can deal with whatever somebody else has got going on.
Used to always tell my younger women at work, put on your oxygen mask first. And sometimes one of them would come back to me and say, ma'am, do you have your oxygen mask on?
There you go. Okay. And maybe that's what you think of when the phone rings. I'm putting my oxygen mask on, and you know, I can't talk through that. So I'm just going to breathe the oxygen for a little bit, and then I'll get back to whoever this was on my time for them instead of my time for me.
I love that.
You know, being in the military, you have this discipline. This discipline of
Duty.
doing everything everybody needs. And you don't have to live your life that way now.
Yeah, the sense of duty is still pretty strong, but
Yeah.
I did ask my two closest friends to be guardrails for me before I said I would take it.
Okay. And they will, right?
They will.
Okay. And there again, you don't have to answer the phone. And if there's a meeting that you don't want to go to because you just, everything's just too much, reschedule it. Just reschedule it. And if it interferes with other people's plans, well, I'm sorry, but this is what I have to do. And everybody else will adjust and infuse all of it with love. Okay, what else is on your plate of responsibility that's weighing you down?
Well, I would like to. My goal was to get the 24 taxes to the CPA by the 15th so that he could get them in, but that's not going to happen because I don't have the letter from the church yet. And I don't think I need to stress about it. I really do need to take time off, and just focus on bringing order in my craft area because that's what brings me the most joy and
Okay.
play.
Okay.
And then I still haven't got that planner thing set up, which I know would help. But it's like I either don't have the bandwidth, or when I do have the bandwidth, I don't have the time, so.
You haven't been back to see your, is it niece? Where is it that you go that there's water and you are able
My
to just
cousins.
bliss out? Cousin, okay, you were going to try to go see them like once a month, and that hasn't happened in a long time because everything else got involved. Is that correct?
Well, I wasn't, I mean, I even quarterly would be awesome. And yeah, I haven't seen them since Christmas.
Yeah, so
So
we're
that's good.
quarterly.
Pardon?
We're quarterly. It's the quarter. So, why don't you look at your calendar? And see if there's something that a time that you could go that wouldn't cause you a lot of anxiety about getting ready to go. Whether it's March, in March. I had to remember we're in March. Okay, March or April.
I would love to go down there for my birthday. I have done that in the past.
Ooh, and when is that?
Sunday after Easter, the 27th.
When's that? Okay. Okay.
So I could drive down after I could drive down after church and come back Tuesday.
Oh, there you go.
That would be
Oh,
lovely.
well, before I forget, it looks like Jesse and Amanda and Landon are going to come see me. Yeah, can you believe it? I mean, it looks like they're going to do it unless something changes there, and they may drive because Jesse's afraid to fly now because of planes crashing. And they both got new cars. So, I
They
love
have
how she manifests things. What?
a car.
They both did. They both got new Land Rovers. Yeah, I Jesse, that girl, she can just manifest stuff that just blows me away. But anyway, so they she was leasing a car, and she always keeps it way under the miles because you know you have to keep it under miles. And she decided she's w always wanted a Range Rover, I guess. It's the Evoque. I didn't even know they made one called Evoque. But anyway, that's what she got, or Invoque or Evoque or something. Anyway, and they got the same car. It's just different years. But God, Jesse got this car. It's a 2024, and it's got less than 6,000 miles on it.
Oh my gosh.
And she's just, it, and her payment only went up like $10. So she's thrilled, but anyway, they can drive instead of flying. And she's thinking they're going to a wedding in Tennessee, so they were going to fly here and then rent a car and go to ten drive it to Tennessee. But now they may just drive here and leave Landon with me, and then they'll go on to the wedding and then they'll come back. Yeah. So Landon and I—he just found out last night. We just told him last night, and he was so excited. He calls now. He's calling me Jimmy for whatever reason. Instead of Jim, he calls me Jimmy all the time. But anyway, that's going to be the wedding is on the 25th, so I'll have to find out when they're going to be here. So we
April,
may not m May of
May.
May. So it's right around Memorial Day. It's Memorial Day weekend is when the wedding is. So we may or may not get to meet on the
The 27th.
week before and the week after, depending on when they're going to be here. Because now you and I should be able to meet on Tuesday before, but the Tuesday after we probably won't. I don't know what I know that she wants to be able to stay long enough to see me, you know. So anyway, I don't know how all that's going to work out. We don't have clear dates, but I wanted to let you know in advance. So anyway, I'll believe it when I see it, I guess, that they actually come. But I told her yesterday to I want her to get Landon a life jacket before they come so that he is aware of it. He has to wear it if he's out in my backyard because he's a little boy. He will be on the dock even though he's not supposed to be there. So he's got to wear the life jacket, probably if he goes outside, you know, because I'm just too close to the water. But anyway, and then we found out that my truck won't hold his car seat, so we're gonna have to figure out something else with that. He's gonna have to leave me with a car seat because he's light enough. Even he's 5 and he's really tall, but he doesn't weigh very much, so he still has to be in a seat that is attached to the car somehow. And evidently I don't have the pieces that my car's a 2001. So, you know, it's
Mine's a
old.
2002, so.
Yeah. But they still run really good. So anyway, okay. So anyway, enough of that. But if you could set up a time to go be with them and have that downtime, you know, it's just going to help you and support you so much. But if we can help you get into that space of that moving into the bliss of the heaven on earth energy before then, you can really anchor it while you're there. Okay, so the clutter's really driving you up the wall, sounds like. Now, does that happen?
I made
Does that up
tremendous progress with the rest of the house. It's the two desks here right now that are causing me problems, and I've made progress, and then more stuff has come in. So
Okay.
tax stuff is all over the place. I've already started on 24. And I told you I got 23 in, right?
Yep. Yeah, so you're just almost caught up. So how much of that is weighing on you? Just the tax stuff now, what's left? Are you feeling a lot of pressure from that?
I will until I know how much I'm gonna owe. And that's why I would like to have it done so I don't have to pre-file and then file and then maybe get a refund or maybe owe more. Because I have sent the IRS more than $15,000 in the last 3 months.
Wow.
And probably $2,000 to the CPA. My accounts have taken a hit, and I'm making really good progress paying down my credit card that I had to let run up. But I just want to know where I am, and the good news is I should start getting my own Social Security. I'm eligible in April, so I think it'll show up in May, and that will be a big jump from getting Michael's. Because I've waited till I'll be
Okay.
70.
Okay. Well,
But yeah,
let's.
it's yeah, that is weighing on me, the whole finance thing.
Okay. So let's infuse all of that with love energy, that everything's working out for your highest and best good. S putting the taxes, the monies, the accounts one at a time in the center of the circle. And sincerely from your heart, blessing it and infusing it with love for the highest outcome, and that everything is paid. Rel and that will elevate you out of that anxiety and into that bliss of it's all taken care of. It's not finished in the physical world, but you're already living that life of it's done and complete. And that will release that anxiety, which opens the way for it to work out even better for you, whatever it is. So if you can do that, now when you're tired, that's when all of that anxiety gets pushy. It gets pushy. But when you can take those moments to step back and go, okay, I'm feeling this pressure. Where's this pressure coming from? And ask your angels and guides, Jesus, whoever you want to work with, come in, take your hands, we'll create that circle and put those things, that energy, that those feelings into the center of the circle where you're tracking it down to. Oh, cause it's because I have all this clutter. Well, and infuse it all with love. Move all the way into what you want it to look like. Do you want nothing on the desk? Do you want nothing but a vase of flowers on the desk? What do you want what do you want the room to look like when you're done? And envision it and feel it and really immerse yourself in that joy. And then when you open your eyes and you see the clutter, don't let it upset you. Instead, visualize with your eyes open what you want it to look like when you had your eyes closed. And affirm this, I'm moving this energy to make this happen. And the more, you're tired, but the more you can take those deep breaths, the better clarity of thought you'll be able to have, and your body will feel better.
Yeah, often
Anything
when I
that.
can't sleep, there's an underlying issue that I need to face.
And if you can pull that up before, like if you're getting into bed and you're feeling any of that resistance in your body, or even if you're in bed and it's come up because you're not sleeping, See if you can identify what that is. And if it, even if it's just a feeling, infuse that feeling with love. You know, face it, observe it, you know, because the energy reacts differently. And the thing is, Gil, we have, you know, we, our brain has this electromagnetic energy that it's firing, it's doing all these things, but the heart where that love and that vibration of the divinity within is so much more powerful than the brain. So when you can move into that heart space and be able to infuse all of that with love, it opens that way for the higher outcome. And that could be sleeping better. It could be that, and as you're going to sleep, you know, you're putting all that power into it, all that energy into it, and you're going to sleep that way. And asking your angels to help you to only remember the parts of your dreams that will
Oh,
benefit you.
I do every
Yeah.
night.
So then when you wake up in the next day, you know, you don't have what you went to bed with pulling on you because you've been able to process through that energy. And does that feel like it's something that's doable for you?
I'll keep at it. I
Okay.
have been remembering faithfully to dump my worries on my over to the pot that the worry angel is holding. And I will
Okay. Okay.
remember to show
Awesome.
you a picture of my friend that I've named my worry angel after, because he was a great dog. He was the great lost love of my life until Michael passed away.
Oh, okay. You know, in the coming days and weeks, it's really going to become vital for us to sustain that love vibration. Because when we're in gratitude and we're sustaining that love vibration, we can't be in fear and anxiety too. And you know, we're also leading up to, we've got Mercury going into retrograde. We've got a lunar eclipse this weekend, along with Mercury in retrograde. So there's a lot of energy that's, it's like, well, I keep seeing it like a cauldron. You know, it's being stirred up. And we have to, instead of getting involved in the cauldron stirring, we have to be on the outside in the light, observing. And when we're anxious and tired, and I'm like you, I went to bed way later than I had planned to. We can't sustain. So, but like when we listen to music, it starts to elevate our heart vibration. And when we can sync the brain and the heart, like when we do our quieting the mind, we bring our heart and mind into coherence, into a harmony, because we can actually hear our heartbeat or we can feel our heartbeat. We're bringing that into harmony and we're calming everything down. And when we do that, that's where the power is, because we've relinquished control of having to have our finger on the pulse of everything and control things and make things happen. We've relinquished that and moved into that harmony, and that's where the control is. Because then we can flow in ease and grace, opening the way for the higher outcome. And we're feeling that music, it's elevating our vibration, and we're being able to sync with that super conscious higher self, with that divinity within, and just be and feel that bliss. And then we have the time that we need and the bandwidth we need to do what we need to do. And if and sometimes whatever that was before it was a problem, it's just taken off our plate. We don't even have to have the bandwidth to take care of it because it's not a problem anymore. Now, clutter That means somebody else coming in and take care of it. That's probably not going to happen. So we get to, okay, now I'm excited. I can get in here and I can take care of this. So do you think that maybe when do you think you could go see your cousins for your birthday?
I will find out. I'll find out first when my dog sitter is available, and then I'll find out what their schedule is.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. I love it. Okay, so is there anything else that's really bothering you that you want to talk about today?
Oh. What's I gonna tell you? It's fascinating. My counselor, it's like she's very observant of my physical energy, and she can really tell when anxiety creeps in. And she had me take a phone call from church yesterday so she could see what happened when I was on the phone. And she said she could tell. I got into the professional mode. You know, my posture changed, my voice changed. And it's like you, she said something profound. You weren't born to be a caregiver. You were born a little princess, not to be a caregiver. I've been a caregiver. You know, I guess I've embraced that role, but maybe caregiving is, I think I read that caregiving can be a way to, trying to give others or give yourself what you didn't get that you needed.
Well, it as a caregiver, we feel needed. And I could see where if the person gets better, then it's success. But if the person passes away, is it a failure?
Yeah, but I mean, caregiving is been like taking care of people in the army and
Oh, okay.
they responding to people, like taking my aunt to the doctor when in her last few years. That was joy. You know, I was doing something that she really needed. I did it for Nancy too. I was their ears. I took notes. I was their case manager. That was a joy and a love. But there was a toll on it, and you know, same with Michael. I need to care for myself now.
Yeah. Can you do that?
I'm gonna do my best to learn.
Okay.
I've got to.
Maybe you have to, maybe with a perspective of taking care of little Gail
Yeah.
now.
Because self-care is my word of the year. I give myself the same exquisite care I give everybody else.
You know, maybe, you know, when we want to, when we infuse things with love, the last thing that gets attention is ourselves, that part of us that's been struggling with whatever it is that we've been sending love to. But maybe adding that, I mean, like you need one more thing to do in the mornings, but maybe infusing yourself with love first thing in the morning before you even get out of bed. I was listening to, well, it's not Joe Dispenza, but they pretend to be his voice, teaching his stuff.
Yeah,
And they were
AI.
talking about the first, when you first wake up in the morning, being in that state that has the most power, has the most control over your energetic being. And that it's easier to heal the body and to transform pain and suffering and negative energies in the body, it's easier to transform all of that in that state, which is the state we get to in meditation. But it's naturally there when you first wake up. So if when you first wake up, if you could infuse yourself with all that love, man, I really like that idea.
Oh, this week's Tuesday 10-minute meditation is I Love Myself.
Huh?
I haven't listened to it yet, but I bet it's going to be good.
Yeah, I'll bet it will be. So even turning that on, or just, you know, asking your angels and guides to come in and putting that, that you're walking yourself into the center of the circle and infusing yourself with love, and they're infusing you with love and feeling all of that for as long as you can, whatever's comfortable. And then bringing that with you when you open your eyes, you know, it's bringing that, that beyond 3D world into the waking, walking 3D world. That's what we want to do. And if that's something you're doing first thing in the morning, you know, when I wake up, I'm still feeling that vibration of the earth. And it's become, that has become a habit to recognize that. Where's that feeling? Oh, there it is. You know, it's like I wake up and I'm not feeling everything yet. And my brain goes to, where's that feeling? And then I can feel it. It's there. It's a vibration. And then asking the angels to infuse, because, like, you know, Magic's not a spring boy anymore. He's moving into fall. And both of us, well, I'm not a spring chicken either. But, you know, infusing our bodies with love is healing. It's healing. And infusing the chakra energy centers with love, it takes that another step to healing not only the body, but the energies that we've been holding on to. It's transforming that so we're free of it. And, you know, we can only transform it to the level of love that we are.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're still down here in and we're fighting with fear and anxiety, we can only transform that to love to that degree. And then when we move up, when we're in elevated emotion, we can do it even more. And we want to keep doing that until we're in a bliss 24/7. I mean, what would life be like? You know?
We probably wouldn't be so wired we couldn't sleep.
Maybe we wouldn't even need sleep anymore.
That's true.
I had this friend who, oh my God, she was a medium and teacher, and she smoked. I didn't know she smoked. And I saw that she smoked and I was like, well, because I know mediumship is really hard on the body.
Is
and
it?
I, it is very hard on the, you know, that Rachel had to stop doing it, you know, because it was so hard on her body. My friend Roland Comtois, I mean, when he was doing it all the time, he was sick all the time. It's like he couldn't keep his immune system up. But she said, well, if she got cancer or something, she'd just heal it. She wasn't worried about it at all. She'd just heal it. Well, the only way you can heal that is by raising your vibration. You know? Okay. So if you can do that, you know, whenever you're feeling the anxiousness in your body, stop and take those deep breaths, doing your heavy sighs. You know, dropping your jaw, feeling the tension release from your face and your neck and your shoulders. And then whatever it was that was causing you the anxiety, snap that puppy into the center of a circle and infuse it with love and raise yourself out of that anxiousness. And the more you do that, the more it becomes
easier.
Second nature. Mm-hmm. It's exactly what you do when you start feeling it. And then you're really in control. You're managing your energy and it's flowing instead of feeling like you're being pushed. Okay, so do you have time for a little rest or get a drink of water?
Yeah. I'll go get some lunch and feed the dogs, and we should have about 20 minutes to put our feet up.
Okay, awesome. Awesome. Okay, well, I'm going to let you go and I'll get this recording on as soon as I can, and I'll put those meditations on your page as well and put that link in Messenger when all that's done. Okay. And are we going to meet at the same time next week? Do you have anything coming up, or are we good?
No, I think we're good.
Okay, that's the 18th. Okay. Well, since you have errands to run tomorrow, will you be on the call?
Yeah, all I really have to do is go to the vet, and that's like a 10 minutes away. I don't think I'm going to do any grocery shopping or anything. I just need to pick up a prescription for William and some more food.
Okay, awesome. If you need groceries, can you order them and just pick them up?
I stocked up heavily for the weekend,
Oh.
so I should be good for the week.
Okay, awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, well, anything that you can take off your plate, take off of it.
I
And
will.
remember, when the phone rings, that you have to put an oxygen mask on first and you can't talk until you take it off. Maybe you should even put a picture of one on next to the phone so it reminds you, wait a minute, do I have my oxygen mask on?
Maybe I'll dangle a face mask over it.
There you
Remind
go.
me.
There
I
you
have to ask, your sweater has lace on it. I love that.
Yeah, it's made like this. It comes down like this, and it's loose. But you know, it's going to be 80 today, so I'm probably going to have to change because it's going to be too hot for this in just a little bit. But I got this off of Amazon. You
Oh,
know,
really? I will look.
yeah,
I love
it's
things with
stretchy.
lace like that.
Oh, okay. I'll send you the link.
Oh, thank
I'll
you.
put it in the messenger. Yeah, I'm sure I can
Much.
find it, but I don't know when I got it. Probably before I moved. But you know, they keep that stuff forever. So, okay. Well, you have a lovely afternoon. Sending you
You
lots of
too.
love.
I'll see you tomorrow morning.
I'll see you tomorrow. Okay.
Right.
Bye
Thanks so
bye.
much, Kate. Bye
You're
bye.
welcome, honey.